is an upgrade from its previous estimate of 3.2%. The department's revised measure of the nation's gross domestic product confirmed that the economy is...
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show, and happy Easter. Yes, it is Easter weekend, and I'm pretty excited. My best friend and his wife are getting baptized at their local church. I'm going to be there to see that, and I hope that you're able to spend some time thinking about the true meaning of Easter, because Easter Sunday is a day that truly changed everything in the Christian world. I also hope you might get to spend some time with family this weekend. That's another important part of Easter, and maybe with the kids or the grandkids, too. This week on the show, we've got some great guests for you, but I've got to admit, between the Bassmaster Classic and Easter and all the travel in between, it was hard to find three guests. So we are reaching into our audio vault, pulling out a really interesting interview that we did a couple of years ago with PJ Delhomme. He wrote an article for Outdoor Life about trapping and whether this tradition is fading away or whether it's seeing a bit of a reinvigoration. After that, we've got two new guests for you. One of them is Cody Butler. He works with Henry Repeating Arms, and he helped put a YouTube video together that's on the Henry Repeating Arms channel right now. That's all about using single-shot shotguns for turkey hunting. Now, Henry's got a great turkey camo shotgun, but there are other shotguns that come in 410 gauge and 20 gauge can also be effective turkey guns. And Cody will tell you all about how to do that. He'll also give you some turkey hunting tips, too. After that, we're going to talk to Aaron Haybison. He is the Midwest Coordinator for Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, and the topic is going to be their upcoming annual rendezvous. Always a good time, and this year, for the first time, it's taking place in Minneapolis, Minnesota. A little easier to get to than some of the former locations where the rendezvous took place in Boise, Idaho, and Missoula, Montana. And not only is there going to be a whole bunch of the great events that you always associate with the rendezvous and some wonderful seminars, our speakers, there's also going to be a turkey calling contest. And if you think that you can strut your stuff, so to speak, this might be a fun one for you to participate in. Before we talk to our guests, though, we've got some outdoors news for you. And this portion of the show is brought to you every week by our friends at Worksharp. Worksharp has got a whole line of kitchen sharpeners that'll come in really handy for you. Whether you are cutting up stuff on the counter or maybe on the back grill, you've got to have sharp knives. You know that. And the manual and electric knife sharpeners from Worksharp will work just perfect for you. They come at different price points. They are very affordable, and they'll probably last you a lifetime. So check them out at quality sporting goods stores and hardware stores near you, or you can shop online anytime at worksharptools.com. Our first story today is about a mountain lion attack in California. From Outdoor Life, we learn a 21-year-old man has died and his 18-year-old brother is recovering from multiple surgeries after the pair encountered a male mountain lion while shed antler hunting in El Dorado County, California last weekend. And it's the first fatal mountain lion attack in the state since 2004. The two brothers were hunting for shed antlers northeast of Sacramento in an area called Georgetown. And after the attack occurred, the younger 18-year-old brother was able to call 911. Officers and paramedics arrived on scene, located the younger brother, and then discovered the older brother on the ground nearby. A male cougar was crouched beside the body. Officers fired shots to scare the big cat away, tried to administer aid to the older brother, but he was deceased. Officials from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife and a El Dorado County trapper responded, and they located the mountain lion and dispatched it. DNA results confirm it is indeed the correct lion that they killed. The 18-year-old is expected to make a full recovery. And while mountain lion attacks are rare, they seem to be on the rise in recent years, especially on the West Coast. One reason for this is, of course, the fact that humans keep expanding into habitat where mountain lions roam. Another reason is that mountain lion populations are doing pretty darn well. In California, it hasn't been legal to hunt them since 1990. And in Oregon, where a fatal mountain lion attack occurred in 2018, and in Washington, where another fatal mountain lion attack occurred also in 2018, the use of hounds to hunt cougars has been outlawed since the 1990s as well. As a matter of fact, cougar attacks have been on the rise in Washington State. 2022, a 9-year-old in eastern Washington playing hide-and-seek outside a church camp was mauled by a mountain lion. And just this year, 4 mountain bikers were on a trail east of the Seattle metro area in an area around Fall City when one of the women bikers was attacked by a mountain lion, sustained significant injuries. Fortunately, Department of Fish and Wildlife officers were able to dispatch that cougar as well. So what do you do if you're recreating in cougar country? Well, the experts say that just like carry bear spray for bears, bear spray should work on cougars too. I've seen one or two instances where this seems to be the case. And if you encounter a cougar, never ever run. It triggers a predatory instinct. Instead, make yourself big, talk to the animal, and move slowly backwards and away. All right, let's move on to a happier subject, shall we?
It's time to talk record fish.
And the first record fish we're going to tell you about today was caught out of the mighty Mississippi River in the Show Me State of Missouri. According to the Missouri Department of Conservation, George Chance of Festus, Missouri is the latest state record holder and potentially a world record holder after catching a 97-pound bighead carp from the Mississippi River. Chance was bank fishing for catfish with a bobbing crankbait when he hooked into the fish on March 19th. According to Chance, you kind of know what a fish is once you hook into it based on how it fights. It was moving pretty slow and I originally thought it was a flathead, but the more it fought, I saw its tail and knew it was some type of a carp. I was able to hook him with a hay hook in order to get him out of the water. It looked to be at least 50 or 60 pounds. Well, it was a lot bigger than that. Like I said, it was 97 pounds, easily beating the previous record of 80 pounds for bighead carp. It's a good thing he caught it. Chance said the carp was full of eggs and likely would have spawned this spring, and that's not a good thing because bighead carp are an invasive fish from Asia, and the Missouri Department of Conservation encourages people to harvest carp to help remove them from Missouri rivers. Out of West Virginia, the Department of Natural Resources there announced that an angler has caught a state record bowfin on the Ohio River in Mason County. This faux fin measured 30.2 inches long, weighed 10.6 pounds, and was caught and released on March 12th by Lauren Noble from Leetart in Mason County. She was using a small crankbait. Noble's record bow fin was certified by a district biologist. News of her record-breaking catch comes less than a week after the West Virginia DNR announced that state record red-breast sunfish and tiger trout were caught at New Creek Lake in February. A record blue catfish also was caught on the Ohio River in December of 2023. So, if you're looking for a place to go catch some big fish, maybe some records, head to West Virginia. It's going on there.
Congratulations on your new record.
Finally, congratulations are in order to Justin Hamner from Northport, Alabama, for winning the Bassmaster Classic last weekend on Grand Lake in Oklahoma. Now, we had talked about who some of the odds-on favorites were, and definitely the one everyone expected to win was Jason Christie. He's from Oklahoma, he's fished Grand Lake very well in the past, and he's already won a Bassmaster Classic. However, while Jason did finish in the top 25, he only finished in 17th place. As for Justin Hamner, this young man led on all 3 days, ended up with a total weight of 58 pounds, 3 ounces, beating the second place angler, Adam Rasmussen, by nearly 3 pounds. And what did Justin win for his troubles? Oh, just a check for $307,000. That might help buy him a house if he hasn't bought one already. And if you're wondering where the Bassmaster Classic is going to be next year, it's going to be back in Texas, Lake Ray Roberts. Classic Anglers last competed there in 2021, and it's the place where I got to see my first Bassmaster Classic. I'm going to see if I can get back there for 2025. As for where the weigh-in's going to be, that'll be at the Convention Center in Fort Worth, and I have no doubt it will be rocking just like it was the last time I was there. Stick around. We've got more of the great outdoors coming your way right after this short word from our sponsors. Western Bass Anglers, time is running out to sign up for the Limit Out Marine Pro-Am and Big Bass tournaments coming up really soon. The deadline is April 21st to register for the Pro-Am, taking place April 25th and 26th at Potholes Reservoir in Eastern Washington. The winner of this event, if we get 100 boats, will win a brand new Phoenix Bass boat worth $50,000, and the amateur can win a $5,000 paycheck. Meanwhile, the Big Bass Contest, if we have 100 boats on May 4th and 5th at Potholes, the biggest bass will be worth $10,000, and there's hourly cash prizes too for the biggest bass weighed in every hour. Find out more and register today at BigBassTrail.com. We'll see you there.
Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to six of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com. When you think of WorkSharp knife and tool sharpeners, you probably think of sharpeners for the shop or the field, but WorkSharp has a whole lineup of sharpeners for the kitchen, too. We're talking about everything from easy-to-use manual and electric knife sharpeners to ceramic honing rods, whetstones, and the new rolling knife sharpener, an innovative manual sharpener that will do wonders for your cutlery. Make sure there's never a dull moment in your kitchen. Check out the entire product line and order today at WorkSharpTools.com. That's WorkSharpTools.com.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Trapping. Let's talk about this as a tradition, and let's ask a question. Is trapping going away? Is it going to be extinct in our lifetime, or is it actually seeing a revival? One person who has researched this topic and wrote an article that you can read right now in the Traditions issue of Outdoor Life is PJ Delhomme, coming at us today from Missoula, Montana. PJ, great to have you on the air.
Hey, John. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
This was really an interesting article to me, and when it comes to trapping, there's three things we need to talk about that I think drive it. So one of them are fur prices, and of course, when you're talking about prices, we're talking about supply and demand. Let's talk about, I mean, historically, everyone knows the American West was opened up because of trapping. You had fur trappers, specifically after beaver, that were making all sorts of money because there was such demand for beaver fur. But what about today? What kind of trapping's going on today, and what kind of prices are trappers getting?
Well, I'll cut through the chase for you. Trapping prices are through the floor. They're pretty bad. Not many people out there are trapping to make a living, per se, and we'll talk more about why they're trapping in a little bit. But trapping prices, they're a roller coaster, and it's been really interesting to look at the roller coaster, and as you mentioned, supply and demand, but it also is connected with geopolitics. I mean, when Russia or China are going through, you know, when oil's high, those countries have more money, they're buying more furs. So the price of fur goes up. When these countries have a revolution or they tank or the economy takes a dive, fur prices go down as well. So they're really interestingly interconnected with what's going on around the globe, really.
Very interesting. So commercial trapping, not doing so good. Recreational trapping, we'll talk about in a second. Something else that affects trapping is just this whole bias against trapping that you see here in the United States and European countries as well. I mean, if you're wearing a fur in town, there's a good chance somebody's going to throw some fake blood at you and yell at you. And there's actually anti-trapping campaigns that show up as ballot initiatives. In fact, trapping's been banned in California and Colorado. You would think that this attitude towards trapping would have a very negative effect on trapping itself.
Yeah, you're right. And I think a lot of that legislation comes from misunderstandings and ballot initiatives. But what I'm seeing and what I found in my research is the more people are educating themselves and being educated on the topic of trapping in general, the more that they seem to understand its purpose and why it exists and why, you know, not necessarily why people go out and do it themselves. That's another topic altogether. But the management use of trapping, whether it's predators or muskrats or beaver or whatever. I talked to my buddy Randy Newberg, and he is a CPA by trade, now a, you know, hunting personality. But he still has clients that want him to CPA clients that want him to come out and trap a beaver because they just planted $4,000 worth of aspen on their property, and one spring or one fall, a beaver came and took them all out.
Oh, wow.
So it's really fascinating that, you know, everybody's anti-trapping until they have a problem. And so, you know, what you get in a lot of the, I guess, popular media is that, you know, Fido gets caught in an illegal trap or snare, and it makes headlines, and everybody says, oh, this is a terrible thing. And it was a terrible thing to see Fido get killed or injured. But then again, it's like, especially if it's an illegal trap, you know, but there are rules and regulations that trappers follow and places where trapping is completely legit and it serves a meaningful management purpose.
Well, you kind of have hinted at some of that when it comes to habitat destruction by both beavers and muskrats. Certainly predator control, whether it be wolves in Idaho, where there's a robust trapping program because they have a robust population of wolves, or coyotes. You know, you see trapping of coyotes all over the West because coyotes take out a lot of livestock, and those numbers need to be pared down too. So you're right. Trapping definitely has its place. Let's talk about recreational trapping. This was a huge surprise to me. I would have thought, given everything we just discussed in terms of bad prices and anti-trapping bias, that numbers would be way down, but they've gone up.
Yeah, and that was when I was assigned this article by Alex, my editor out there over there at Outdoor Life. He basically came to the table with that premise. And I said, okay, let me look at it. Let me see what happens. So I started calling around and talking with folks, and it was just the opposite. And, you know, some people, you know, thought it was a COVID bump. You know, everybody got bored. Everybody was curious. They were at home. They were on the internet and looking at YouTube videos and looking for ways in which they could pass the time outside. You know, hunting and fishing saw a bump too, but even trapping. Even one fellow I talked to from Idaho, he mentioned he's a hunter education instructor and a trapping instructor. His name is Bill Siebold. And he mentioned that there's some of these shows on TV now that are really putting trapping in a different light than the popular conception. Shows like Alone,
right,
where you see people who are emotional about snaring these rabbits. And, you know, killing an animal, it should be an emotional thing. You're making meat. You're making food. You're taking one animal's life to provide for yourself. And so they're like, oh, wow, these aren't bloodthirsty killers. They're out there just, you know, surviving, and trapping and snaring these animals is one way to go about doing it. And also, there's the whole locavore movement, which is great, and even the craft movement. You know, we got craft beers and craft this, craft that. But people are starting to take the fur and make things off of them, you know, make things out of the fur. And he mentioned, you know, maybe I might get $20 for a pelt, but then again, if you make something out of that pelt, maybe you get $200 for it on Etsy or whatever.
Wow.
Very interesting stuff. And folks, you're going to not believe this, but PJ found out in terms of how many people are trapping today in America, that number is somewhere between 210 and 260,000 people, way more than I ever thought. And it just goes to show that trapping is not going away. It's not going extinct. It's here to stay, and it's growing every year. PJ, well done on this article in the current edition of Outdoor Life. Folks, I would encourage you to read it. Just go to outdoorlife.com and either subscribe for the digital edition or just buy the digital edition for this month. It's the Traditions issue. And check this article out and other ones about trapping, too. PJ, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks, John.
Speaking of traditions with a lot of history, we've got to talk about our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. They've been around since 1861, making quality lever-action rifles right here in America. They started here in America. They're still made in America. And you've heard about the supply chain issues. Now is the time to buy a Henry Repeating Arms rifle if you want it under the Christmas tree. That's right. It's only October, but you better order now. And the place to go to, your first stop, is henryusa.com. Once you're there, browse through the over 200 models they have available there. A lot of them, especially those Tribute Edition rifles, they are absolutely gorgeous. They're all rugged. They're all reliable. They're all accurate. And I guarantee you, whoever gets a Henry from you is going to be a very happy person this Christmas. One more time, that's henryusa.com. Find a dealer near you. If you have any questions, contact the award-winning customer service staff. And don't forget to ask for your free decals and catalog, too, at henryusa.com.
Camp Chef, we've been in pursuit of one thing for 30 years, more flavor. And now we've taken the same bold hardwood flavor you've come to love in our pellets, applied it to our new line of hardwood spices. The three classic flavors, hickory, char cherry, and competition blend. You can now apply that hardwood flavor directly to your meat. Available in coarse or fine ground. I mean, you put crushed up plants on your food. So you tell me, is this crazy? Genius.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer, garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Turkey hunting season is upon us, and that's why we've got Cody Butler on the line. He's been working with Henry Repeating Arms for, about 5 years now. And if you go to their YouTube channel, Henry Repeating Arms, you're going to see a video he just put out about converting Henry's single-shot shotguns in 20-gauge and 410 into some very good turkey guns. Cody, welcome to the show.
How's it going? Glad to be here.
It's going quite well, but I want to start off with the question about the 20-gauge and the 410. Most people use a 12-gauge shotgun. Is a 410 even viable as a turkey gun?
You know, a few years ago, I would have said no. But here recently, you know, with the technologies we have in the newer tungsten super shots, TSS, turkey loads, the custom turkey loads are out there now. 410 has really become kind of a fad in the turkey industry and just the hunting industry in general. It's a lot of fun. I know I've enjoyed getting into it. And I tell you that TSS just really turns a 410 into quite the little turkey shotgun. And one thing that I like about it, you know, being a 410, if it's not going to be too hard on your shoulder, you can kind of get it in anybody's hands. You know, maybe somebody that, you know, has never turkey hunted before or never shot a firearm that has a pretty good amount of recoil. They're going to feel comfortable with it. Kids, women, just small statured people. And even for me, who's used a 12 gauge for most of his life, I kind of just enjoy not getting my shoulder blown off sometimes.
Oh, I get it. You know, it's funny. My very first shotgun when I was a kid, when I went out duck hunting, single shot 410. It wasn't a Henry, but you know, it did the job for the first year I was hunting. I actually dropped a few birds. And so,
you know, it's funny you say that. One of my very first shotguns, was also a single shot 410. And man, I did a lot of dove hunting and upland hunting with that thing and really taught me to be a good shot on that first shot.
Oh, absolutely. You didn't have a choice.
Oh, exactly.
Let's talk about converting these shotguns, these, you know, just Woodstock single-shot shotguns in 20-gauge and 410 mm-hmm. into turkey guns. You dropped this video that's got some really good accessories you add on there. Why don't we start off with the sleeve that you have on the back of the stock?
Yeah, so those are from Beartooth Products, I believe. One nice thing, obviously you got one shot on board on a single shot, so it's kind of nice to have some shells close to you there if you need to reload for any reason. So they're kind of just a neoprene deal. It kind of slides over your stock and allows you to hold a few extra shells there. You know, I grew up on a single shot, as you said you did, and I've gotten pretty decent at reloading pretty fast on a single shot. And, you know, just having that shell right there is really nice. Another couple things that I've done is Hi-Viz, and I believe True Glow makes one too. They make just a snap-on fiber optic sight. It basically just snaps right onto your barrel up by your brass bead. For turkey hunting, that can be really nice because, you know, say you're getting close to the roost or something in the mornings, and, you know, that bird flies down right close to legal shooting time. Sometimes in the timber, that brass bead can be hard to see in lower light conditions, so it's nice to have a fiber optic up there. It's not quite as precise as if you had, adjustable ones, but it definitely does the job. And then for all the single shot Henrys are threaded, so you can put whatever choke you want. In my 20 gauge, I have a Carlson choke tube in there, and that's kind of what's patterned the best with the TSS that I'm shooting.
And the choke tubes, are you basically using full choke?
No, they're going to be what I would call a turkey choke. You can, I'm sure a full choke would work in some situations. I'm not exactly sure what the constriction is on my 20 gauge and my 410. Basically what I do is just, I'll get two or three different ones and pattern them with the shells that I'm using and pick the one that works best for me.
All right. So for all of you out there who have a single shot 20 gauge or 410, either for yourself or your kids, here's some great advice on upgrading it so it's ready for turkey season. Now, Henry Repeating Arms also makes the turkey camo gun, single shot.
Yep.
In mossy oak camo, and it's got just about all of the accessories minus the neoprene sleeve that you just mentioned, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty much ready to go out of the box. It's got some really nice adjustable fiber optic sights. It's got the rear sight and the front sight, so you can really dial that in. That's really nice, especially if you are shooting some of the newer TSS tungsten super shot type loads that are, you know, they're really tight patterns if you get your gun shooting right. And, you know, you can reach out. I've shot them out to 50, 60, 70 yards. And, I mean, they're with a 12 gauge, they're lethal out to that distance. But when you bring that pattern back to, say, 15 or 20 yards, your margin for error isn't quite good as it used to be with a shotgun as far as your, you know, your pattern's very tight. So you want to make sure your sights are definitely on where they need to be so you're not shooting left or right or under or over that turkey's head.
All right, so pattern that shotgun first and then use that single shot turkey camo shotgun to go ahead and bring down your gobbler. And by the way, folks, as we've mentioned every week on the show, all of Henry Repeating Arms firearms are made right here in America. They are all rugged, reliable, accurate out of the box, and they come with a lifetime satisfaction guarantee. You can check out what we've just mentioned at henryusa.com. Let's talk about your turkey hunting. You live in Nebraska. It's not a state that I normally associate with turkeys. What kind of turkeys do you have? What kind of terrain do you hunt in?
You know, we have pretty much everything here in the state of Nebraska. It's actually a pretty sought-after state for turkeys. For that reason, if you go to the eastern side of the state, you know, we do run into some eastern turkeys over in that area. Where I live here, kind of in the south central part, we do have what we call a lot of hybrids, a lot of mixtures of different things. Kind of everything blends together right here. You go just a little bit west here, you'll even run into some Merriams. Go just a little bit east of here, you're going to run into easterns. You go south, you got Rios. So we get a lot of hybrid turkeys right here around this area. Most of them, I would say, are probably Rio hybrids. We don't see a ton of Merriams right here, but we are starting to see a few more easterns here and there. Now you go to the western part of the state, you know, clear out west in the panhandle, and then you're running into mostly Merriams out there. So you can really come to Nebraska and find pretty much everything but the Osceola, which is mostly just found in the state of Florida. So it's a pretty cool state. I'm right here on the Kansas border. We do have land in Kansas as well, so I can run down there. We got mostly Rios down there. So it's just kind of a cool area to live as far as turkeys go, that's for sure.
What's the daily limit on turkey in Nebraska?
You know, I'm not sure. I want to say they changed it this year, maybe. I could be wrong on that, but in the past, for most of my life, it's been three turkeys. You've been able to kill three, two in Kansas. But if you've kind of been following the turkey population across the country, there has been some factors that have cut into that, and we do have some states that are trying to help out as far as lowering number of tags, making it a little harder for out-of-state people to come in and get tags as well. Most of the reason, from what I have seen, for the decline in turkeys is nest predators. I think that's a huge part of it. You know, trapping, there's just not a lot of people that trap like they used to. Fur prices aren't where they used to be. It's just kind of a different world we live in now, and I think, you know, like the raccoons, possums, skunks, things like that that are nest raiding predators, you know, they're on the rise, taking out a lot of nests and different things. You've got coyotes, foxes, bobcats on the rise as well. They're taking out adult turkeys. So it is good to see some states. I've heard some states even putting bounties on different nest predators and things like that. So if you can, get out there on your places and do some trapping and some hunting for predators, because you're going to definitely help the population. But it's something that's kind of been a hard thing across the entire United States, and I hope we can get that remedied a little bit, because I know I love turkey hunting as long as, you know, as well as a lot of other people, and I'd like to see them continue to grow and not decline.
I'm with you on that. Folks, if you want to find out more about turkey, place to go to is NWTF.org. That's the National Wild Turkey Federation. And if you want to check out the shotguns that Henry Repeating Arms has available for you for turkey hunting and other hunting as well, just go to henryusa.com. And don't forget to ask for your free decals and catalog while you're there. Well, Lee, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
I'm Anthony Imperato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families, now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from, made in America or not made at all, and backed by a lifetime guarantee. Go to henryusa.com and order our free catalog, decals, and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com. Thank you, and God bless America.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display, or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, especially now during this challenging season, with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up, MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got Hay Bison on the line. He is the regional coordinator in the Midwest for backcountry hunters and anglers. And the Midwest is the place to be on April 18th through the 20th, specifically Minneapolis, Minnesota, because the annual rendezvous for backcountry hunters and anglers will be taking place there. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, John.
I've been to several BHA rendezvous before. They've always been out west. The first one I attended was in Spokane. I attended several in Boise. I know in recent years they've been in Missoula. Why did they choose Minneapolis this year?
Yeah, so over the last, I would say, 2 or 3 years, you know, as BHA has grown outside of the west, we've had a lot of input from folks who weren't able to make it to those western rendezvous that said, yeah, we'd really like to make it to a rendezvous, but, you know, that's just too far. I can't pull that off. But we have really great public lands in other parts of the country. And so we kind of analyzed that and said, okay, let's see if we can move this. What's another area that has excellent outdoor recreation opportunities, but let's be honest, a little bit easier to travel to. It's a little bit tough to get to Missoula sometimes or some of the smaller airports. So the Minneapolis area has, you know, 2.5 million people, and it's a large, like I said, outdoor rec community, but it's also pretty easy to travel to from anywhere in the country. So that's why, you know, when we put the bid in a couple years ago and Minneapolis was chosen, we were just over the moon that was an opportunity for us to, in the Midwest, you know, show that BHA is not just a Western organization, but that we've got this excellent public land recreation in other parts of the country. And so, yeah, let's celebrate it.
Well, Minnesota is the land of 10,000 lakes. Minneapolis is certainly a very easy hub to reach by air. Where exactly is the rendezvous taking place in Minneapolis?
Yeah, it'll be at the Minneapolis Convention Center, which is basically right downtown, probably about 15, 20 minutes from the airport. Lots of lodging options around, as well as other nightlife activities that people could do. There's zoos, there's sporting events. You're coming at the right time that there's a lot of other activities that people could enjoy while they're also in town.
So let's talk about some of the events happening at the rendezvous this year. A lot of them are traditional, have been going on for several years, like the Field of Table Dinner. Tell our listeners about this.
Yeah, so the Field of Table Dinner is a wild game, a 4 or 5 course dinner with high-ranking chefs from around the country, from Florida, from Minnesota, from out west, and, you know, really kind of covering the gambit on different types of wild game dishes. So it's, like I said, a 4 or 5 course wild game dinner where folks can, you know, get together and share their stories, but also get an incredible meal and an opportunity to kind of rub elbows with some of the, let's say, higher dollar type of experience. You know, definitely a little bit more expensive per plate, but you're getting a really incredible experience out of that opportunity.
Oh, folks, I was lucky enough to attend as a media member, and they took pity on me and let me eat there at one of the rendezvous in Boise, and the food is absolutely delicious. We're talking about some top-rated chefs are preparing your meals here, and they are indeed delicious. So let's talk about some of the other events happening. I know you always have a whole bunch of seminars for some really good experts.
Yeah, so we've got a good range of seminars this year, ranging from everything from advocacy and policy engagement that BHA is involved in, really telling people about the work that we're doing, both on the policy side, working on different stewardship projects, as well as some of those more skills and entertainment level type of seminars. One which that I'm very excited about this year is that the Minnesota DNR is going to be doing a presentation on how to extract the lymph nodes out of deer. So they've got a 3D sculpture of a deer head that's going to show you how to pull the lymph nodes out of a deer and then send those samples in for CWD testing. So then a person can go out into the field, with the deer harvest and not only have the know-how and the tools, but then know how to, you know, be part of that citizen science and contribute back to that ecology.
Now, is the Wild Game Cook-Off happening again where different chapters compete to provide a great meal for the judges out there?
It certainly is. Yeah, that's become kind of a keynote event for us within Rendezvous, and I don't think anybody had the idea that it was going to be as popular as it's become, but it pits chapters against each other. There's this year 12 different chapters competing in the Wild Game Cook-Off. Every chapter brings some either caught, harvested, foraged ingredients from their own state, and they've got a one-hour timeline to cook a meal on a Jetboil camp grill, and then they'll present that after their one-hour time to a panel of judges. Excellent panel of judges this year that definitely has some know-how in the kitchen. And so I know that Washington has, I think, is currently the title holder. So, and Minnesota had won it a couple years previous to that. So there's some good competition, and it always brings a pretty incredible list of ingredients to that event. I mean, I've seen everything from mountain lions to whale to doll sheep to, you know, some incredibly cooked, you know, more, I guess, let's say a little more common catfish, ducks, you know, really crabs across the nation. Some really incredible dishes that the teams bring.
Folks, in addition to this, there's going to be the Podcasts and Pints Meat Eater Trivia Night on Friday. There's a kids area because, you know, kids, we want to get them involved and get them motivated to be part of this as well. And there's going to be all sorts of exhibitors, too. Now, one thing that I'm very interested in is the Strutton and Clucking Calling Contest for turkey callers. Tell us about this.
Yeah, absolutely. The Strutting, Clucking, Calling competition was something that was born out of during COVID. We were able to have a in-person meet-up during for Rendezvous for a couple of years, and so we had this virtual competition that we ran through social media, and now we're bringing it here in person. And so it's a calling competition for turkey callers. Anybody across the nation can come, can join in during that Rendezvous, and we've got three divisions: a diaphragm or mouth calling division, a hand calling or friction division, so that's box calls, plate calls, wing bones, anything that you would use your hands for, and then a kids division. And with some, you know, incredible prizes from sponsors, we've got Vortex Optics on board, River Brothers Outfitters, who's a apparel company out of Minnesota, and then a couple others that I won't tease out too much, but some, yeah, really incredible prize packages for some folks. And we're going to run that as everyone is going to have a 30-second sequence that they will do their calling to a panel of judges, and then they'll be scored on that sequence, and then the top two competitors from each category will go head-to-head in a head-to-head competition, you know, in front of the crowd. So then being asked to present certain types of calls, gobbles, owl hoots, whatever have you.
This sounds like a really fun event to participate in if you consider yourself a good turkey caller, or just watch if you're not like me. What day or days is this taking place?
The turkey calling competition will happen on Saturday, April 20th at 11 o'clock. So right in the middle of the day, and that'll kind of be the warm-up, let's say, to that Wild Game Cook-Off competition that'll follow right after that turkey calling competition. So, yeah, if you're a great caller or even brand new to it, it's meant to be fun, it's meant to be engaging, and if nothing else, it's a good opportunity for you to get there and come and talk to some other people who are excited about the turkey season. That's one thing that I'm really excited about, is that we chose to have this Rendezvous during the opening weekend of Minnesota's turkey hunting season. So if folks are thinking about coming to Rendezvous, you can come, you can buy an over-the-counter tag for turkeys and hunt anywhere in the state. So it's a really good opportunity not only to get out and join the, check out the Rendezvous, but to come and, you know, maybe do some hunting and fishing while you're in town.
I love this idea. Folks, if you want to get tickets for the Rendezvous, the place to go is backcountryhunters.org. Just go to backcountryhunters.org. That is the website for backcountry hunters and anglers. Check out the North American Rendezvous page. Again, it's happening April 18th through the 20th at the Minneapolis Convention Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And as you just heard, there's a whole lot going on and a lot of good reasons to attend. So go ahead, get your tickets now. You can either get a full weekend ticket or you can get day passes or event tickets. But whatever you do, make it a point to get to Minneapolis, Minnesota, April 18th through the 20th. This is kind of a can't-miss event. Aaron, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Appreciate it, John. Thank you.
Next on America Outdoors Radio, they continue to reel in the big ones this month. Yes, indeed. You know what time it is.
Record fish, anyone?
This time, our destination is Georgia, because the Georgia Department of Natural Resources announced a new state record for Almaco Jack. Hayden Mundy of Midway, Georgia, reeled in his Almaco Jack, weighing 19 pounds, 10.53 ounces, while fishing offshore on March 14th, shattering the previous record of 7 pounds and 0.7 ounces set by Sean Tarpley of Brunswick in October 2023. I remember reporting on that one because I'd never heard of Almaco Jacks before. Turns out Almaco Jacks are found globally in tropical and subtropical seas. They are pelagic fish, meaning they utilize the entire water column and are frequently found inhabiting reefs and other structures underwater. They typically feed on small fishes, shrimp, and squid, and they're known for their stamina and strength. Mundy's record-setting fish was caught in about 180 feet of water using a Daiwa Saltiga rod and reel with a slow-pitch jig on a tandem rig. He was aboard the private fishing vessel Legal Limit with Captain Jacob Lee when he landed the trophy fish.
Congratulations on your new record.
On that note, it is time to go. Once again, happy Easter to you and yours. He is risen. He is risen indeed. And I hope you get to spend some special time with family today.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Engineers in Maryland are beginning to focus now on the task of removing of what's left of the Francis Scott Key Bridge following that incident earlier in the week.
Heavy lift cranes, including one that can handle 1,000 tons, are being deployed at the site of the collapsed Baltimore Highway Bridge brought down by a container ship. A flotilla of cranes, tugs, barges, and salvage vessels will be used to break the bridge into chunks that can be lifted to reopen the port. The bodies of four workers have yet to be recovered. Governor Wes Moore says the loss of the Francis Scott Key Bridge has a wide impact.
What we're talking about today is not just about Maryland's economy. This is about the nation's economy.
A state transportation official says there's already a focus on building a new bridge. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at townhall.com, defense officials meeting at the Pentagon with their Israeli counterparts to ensure that any military operation in the city of Rafah will be conducted in phases in order to protect civilians. BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell.
When Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant visited Washington this week, it was said that he went with a long list of U.S. weapons which he sought to secure quickly. According to American officials quoted in media reports, the new arms package for Israel includes more than 1,800 MK-84 2,000-pound bombs and 500 MK-82 500-pound bombs.
Elsewhere, a dramatic decision by Israel's Supreme Court on drafting ultra-Orthodox men into the military that could spell trouble for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Ruling calls for an end to state subsidies for ultra-Orthodox men who do not serve. Some say they should not serve. Centrist leaders believe all sectors of society there should contribute. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You'll know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Venezuela will hold its presidential election this summer, but the Maduro government is blocking the leading opposition coalition from participating. China is backing Nicolas Maduro and opposes criticism raised by the U.S., France, and Brazil. BBC correspondent Leonardo Roca.
The Chinese foreign minister said the international community should play a positive and constructive role in the election process. Earlier this week, the main Venezuelan opposition coalition was unable to register its chosen candidate, Corina Yoris, to run against President Nicolás Maduro in the July elections. The opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, urged leaders from democratic countries to put further pressure on Mr. Maduro.
In the meantime, the Biden administration says it is watching this election very closely. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Well, milk from dairy cows in Texas and Kansas testing positive for bird flu. Here's John Scott.
The virus has also been detected in New Mexico. Officials with the Texas Animal Health Commission confirm the flu virus is the type A H5N1 strain, known for decades to cause outbreaks in birds and occasionally infect people. The virus is affecting older dairy cows in 3 states, causing decreased lactation and low appetite. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the milk supply remains safe. Experts say livestock appear to recover on their own within 7 to 10 days. John Scott reported.
There's controversy surrounding horses. A federal judge in Reno, Nevada, ruling U.S. land managers failed to adopt a legal herd management plan before 31 Mustangs died during the roundup of some 2,000 animals last year. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
WSLLC.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
And hello, everybody, and welcome once again to The Pet Show. Is your rescue dachshund acting a bit depressed? Does your senior calico cat seem a bit cranky? Are your golden doodles really reacting like they're really goofy? Maybe they are. Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and really, really want to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you, maybe you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior, or maybe you just want to improve their lifestyle. Who doesn't? You know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show. America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle shows. Hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks. It is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the Evergreen Pet Show family, if you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat, maybe they're chewing or jumping or digging or scratching, your cat doesn't like the new cat that moved into the household, you can't take your dog for a walk because he doesn't get along with other dogs, you have a new boyfriend, your dog doesn't like him, your dog's not housebroken, your cat looks at the litter box and says, pee in that yourself. You get the idea. That's what we do here on The Pet Show. We help people resolve any issues they may be having with their pets, or a lot more likely, any issues their pets may be having with their people. By the way, if you happen to be new to The Pet Show or a regular listener to The Pet Show, it makes no difference. And here's why. Everyone that calls into The Pet Show and gets to talk to me live on the air today will in fact be getting an absolutely fabulous, incredible gift. Before you say thank you, it's not for you. It's for that beautiful dog or cat looking up at you with those adoring eyes as I speak. And by the way, it's not like we give away biscuits here on The Pet Show. Many of the items I give away are 25, 35, 45, even 50 bucks. If you have a question or comment, or just want to share a great story about your dog or cat, or want to find out why they're behaving the way they do, great time to give me a call. As I said, if we talk, I will send your pet a super gift. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That's 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of pretty amazing stuff to give away as well. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show, although you know by now, come on, Warren, you're not going to get to all your topics. Why? Because your questions, your calls are always my priority. So we're going to get to your phone calls, but let me tell you some of the topics I would really love to share with you guys today. Let me give you that number again, 877-725-8255. By the way, I have some hugs and kisses to give away, Lucy Pet Food, Kitty Lickies, copies of my best-selling books, either dog or cat, those amazing air horns that everyone should have, those T-shirts that say none of my friends walk upright. I was just walking around Peoria, Arizona the other day and saw a couple of people wearing those T-shirts. It made me feel good. And I got some plenty of those air horns as well. So plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. Some really interesting topics. I just did this on my LA show. So why do dogs bark? I have people calling me constantly about my dog's barking. What can I do? How do I shut my dog up? Well, so why do dogs bark? Just because we aren't aware of why the dog is barking doesn't mean that their barking is for no reason. Coming up later, I'm going to explain barking, why dogs bark, and why it may not be a bad thing. Also coming up on today's show, if you are a cat lover, is your cat all of a sudden going crazy, not sure what's happening or why the change of behavior? Is it possible that your cat has spring fever? I'm telling you, it's true. Just maybe that's with the change in your cat's behavior. Your cat may be going through spring fever. We'll talk about that. And if that wasn't enough, lick, 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 lick. I didn't get to it last week, so I'm going to try to get to it today. Why is your dog constantly licking? Is it just a dog thing? Or could there be other reasons your dog is licking way too much? We'll talk about that as well. Also coming up, the unpredictability, how it affects your pets. You know, when you live or a dog or a cat lives in an inconsistent household, that can really affect their behavior as well. Again, that number, 877-725-8255, as always. Plenty of time for all of your questions and comments. As I said, lots of pretty amazing stuff to give away. So if your pet is jumping, chewing, scratching, maybe that rescued kitty is not using a litter box, or that rescued hound is not housebroken, or your dog doesn't get along with other dogs and not some people as well, or your dog just believes that anything he sees, he must hump. Give me a call. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Now, here's the deal. This is the question of the day. I don't remember, other than my time in the military, and even my time in the military, because I had dogs, I was able to do this. I don't think I can sleep without having dogs or cats in my bed, occasionally a pig as well. But I can't sleep without having my pets in bed with me. So, that's the question of the day. Do you sleep better with your pets in bed with you? Do you sleep better with your pets in bed with you or not? Give me a call. It's an interesting topic. I got some interesting responses on my LA show. One person, I think, was sleeping with like 10 or 12 cats. I've had as many as 27 at one time. So, do you think it's okay to sleep with your cats? I want to know. Give me a call. That phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. I know it's Easter weekend. Everyone is busy. Everyone's out there. Let me just say this for the record. I have to say it every Easter. Unless you are a professional rabbit guardian, this is not a time to have rabbits, give rabbits as gifts. This is not a time to give baby chicks as gifts. Every year, you know, when I was doing the Today Show for as many years as I did, and Regis and Kathy Lee, I would go on every year explaining to people what happens to these poor ducks, or these poor chicks, or these poor rabbits at the end, the rescues, the humane societies, the inundated. So please, that's not the right thing to do. Have Easter, make it a fun day. And also be careful, because Easter is a time where chocolate invades all of our homes. Let's face it, there's chocolate here, there's chocolate there. And we know chocolate contains theobromine, so we've got to be real careful about that as well. Question of the day, do you sleep better with your pets in bed with you? I want to know. Give me a call. I'll send you a great gift. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. If you happen to be listening to the show last week, you know that I recently moved back to Arizona, and I just love it here. Nothing wrong with California. A few things, but nothing major. But I'm back in Arizona. And I just moved in a few weeks ago, and my little dog, Molly, one of my rescues, Molly and Willie, was out in the backyard. She barked twice, literally, woof, woof. That was, you heard, dog weighs 10 pounds. And the neighbor told my dog to shut up. Well, two things you don't do. I posted them. You don't step on Superman's cape. And you certainly don't tell Warren's dogs to shut up. And so the bottom line is, you heard me, I tell this story last week. It's on my Instagram and website. I'll give you that information later. I posted a great video about it. And after I confronted the guy, and I'm a mellow guy, listen, if there's ants in my driveway, I move them. If there's a bee, I move them. If there's a snake, I move them. I work with all animals. I love every living thing. Not so much my next door neighbor. So once he told my dog to shut up, I went off on him. I said this last week, right? And I said a few words that I might not be able to use on the air. It's interesting. I haven't seen or heard from him yet. Interesting. Disappeared a week later. I wanted to be his friend. I really did. I wanted to be his friend. But you don't tell my dog to shut up, especially when the dog's been there for a couple of weeks and all he did was woof, woof. Meantime, big dogs are barking in the backyard. The gardeners are working. I got F-16s. I'm right next to Luke, the Air Force Base. F-16s flying over my house all the time, which I love. But he complained about woof, woof. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Don't ever tell my dog to shut up. You can talk to me and say, Warren, your dog's barking. Don't tell my dogs to shut up. 877-725-8255. Oh, God, do I got to take a break already? Barbara, I promise, as soon as I come back, Barbara was waiting for 3 hours to talk to me. You'll be my call as soon as I come back, Barbara. And then we got Lake Havasu City. We'll get to all your calls right after this. 877-725-8255. Listen. I'm bragging, because if you're sick and tired of your dog or cat's excessive shedding, you know what to do by now. I developed my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements over 30 years ago for my own pets, and now we made some major improvements. The Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 is absolutely amazing for your dogs and your cats. That's why every jar has my face and my signature on it. It has glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent any issues your pets may be having with their hips, joints, or bones. I added prebiotics to the probiotics. Why? Prebiotics feeds probiotics, making them work so much better, which means your dogs and cats will have the most incredibly healthy gut they can, and we know how important that is. Hugs and Kisses really make a difference to help prevent excessive shedding, dry skin, bare spots, hot spots gone, hairballs just about a thing of the past, just the right balance of antioxidant vitamins and minerals. That's why Hugs and Kisses Supplements is an Amazon's choice. And once you check out Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplements, check them out at Walmart.com, or you can go to Amazon.com or ThePetShow.com. Walmart.com, Amazon.com, or ThePetShow.com. By the way, if you go to my website right now, ThePetShow.com, and you buy any of the Nature Vet products only, there's a BOGO sale going on. So go to ThePetShow.com, check out the Nature Vet products, buy one, get one free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats.
Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Topic at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. High-tide male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra-powered laptops bring generative AI capabilities to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. Laptops with the Ultra Core badge means it doesn't just have a CPU for computational work, and often a GPU for rendering graphics, but now an NPU, or neural processing unit, for handling AI tasks. Imagine asking your laptop, "Show me the email where I was promised a raise," or "Where are my wedding photos?" In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it consumes less electricity and extends battery life significantly. More info is at intel.com/coreultra.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. That phone number, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Let's go right to my friend Barbara. Calling from California. Barbara, I'm sorry I made you wait so long, Barbara. How can I help you?
It's fine. I'm happy to listen.
What can I do for you?
Well, thank you for taking my phone call. I have a Cocker Spaniel that's a male Cocker Spaniel that's 3.5, and my daughter, who lives in Santa Monica, has a 3-year-old female Cocker Spaniel. My daughter travels a lot, so we take care of her dog. And we
what a nice what a nice grandma you are.
Yes, I am. Anyway, my husband's taking the two dogs for a walk one night, took them out on the porch, and they were attacked by an off-leash dog. And since that time, my daughter's dog, if we take her for a walk, she lunges at other dogs, she barks at other dogs. She doesn't do that when my daughter has the dog. She only does that with me.
Well, she's feeling a lot more confident, obviously, when your daughter's around. That's her guardian, so she's not as apt to react that way. I'm so tired of people letting their dogs off leash unless they're in a closed area.
Property.
It's just
on
apple.
Our own property.
Yeah, it's just absolutely crazy. So what I'm going to recommend that you do, it's not unusual behavior. What I would try to do is rather than correct the dog for this type of behavior, because I think that would create more animosity, what I would recommend, if you have some friends in your neighborhood who have maybe a nice older lab, mellow, golden, whatever, I would start taking her dog out by himself and then take him out together afterwards. But taking him out by himself, sometimes when the two dogs are together, it's kind of that gang mentality, just like teenage boys, you know, one's okay, put three together, and it's like
my dog is mellow, and the end result is my dog doesn't like to really go for walks, especially not at night. He won't.
So do you take her dog out by himself?
Sometimes she still does the same thing. I think she's protecting me.
No doubt about it that she's protecting me. But here's what you do. What do you do when she's doing that?
So I sort of anticipate, and sometimes I just go off the sidewalk and let the other dogs go by.
That's called avoidance. That doesn't resolve the problem. Let me tell you what's going on here. Whatever the reason, if the dog's being overprotective of you, overpossessive of you, whatever the reason may be at this point, the minute you overreact to it, you reinforce that behavior. I always tell people when they have a dog that's reactive to another dog when they take them for a walk, generally what they do is say, no, knock it off, shut up, be quiet, and they pull the dog back, which just triggers more response. The one thing you should never do when your dog reacts is stop, because the minute you stop, you're reinforcing that behavior. So many of the dogs I work with and take out of shelters to come on really horrible situations, been attacked by other dogs, whatever, what I'll do is I'm taking them for a walk. If they see another dog, sometimes I'll just say, you know what, it's none of your concern, and just continue walking. Once you've done that for a couple of weeks, and once they go past other dogs without any type of situation occurring, that confidence starts to rebuild. Don't correct them for that. It's none of your concern, and just keep walking. Because the minute you react, that's when the dog's going to react at that point. So some trainers might say, jerk the dog, tell him no, make him do this, make him do that. No, just continue walking. The more he realizes nothing negative is going to take place, the quicker he will come around. This is not a big problem, but it's something you should tackle right now.
Okay, thank you.
Barbara, don't go anywhere. Can I send you a copy of my book?
I'd love that, but I will say, I also wanted to say that I have a son who has another Cocker Spaniel and a brother-in-law, and I have had all four dogs in at our house babysitting, and I will send my husband to the other room, and it's the dogs that I worry about at night. I care more about them being happy. They love to sleep in the bed.
I'm just assuming you and your husband have been married for a long, long, long time. Listen, there are times, like I'll get up some mornings, I can't sleep, I'll get up sometimes in the morning and I'll be sleeping on the couch with Willie or Molly. And then, where were you? What happened in the middle of the night? Well, Willie got a little restless. He wanted to go to sleep. Room. But you actually kick your husband. I love you, Barbara. You're my favorite. Don't go anywhere. We're going to put Barbara on hold. Let's send Barbara a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. I want you to follow through. There's a chapter in there on, not that it's a first pet psychology, but there's a chapter in there on aggressiveness when you're taking your dog for a walk. And what a great call that was. I love Barbara. She sends her husband out, and she gets into bed with four Cocker Spaniels. My kind of people. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get to Brenda in Lake Havasal. We're going to get to Bruce in. Bruce, I know you're in Arizona, but it says Mouse, Arizona. I can't imagine there's actually a town called Mouse, Arizona. Maybe there is. I'm a newcomer, but it's got to be a different city. Mouse, Arizona? I don't know. And then we'll get to Steve in beautiful Sarasota, Florida. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Quick break and right back to your calls. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. For over 30 years, I've created great products for dogs and cats, and in return, they gave me and my family a terrific life. To give back, I started the Lucy Pet Foundation, which provides free spay and neuter to help stop the 80,000 dogs and cats a week from being euthanized. To date, we've done over 16,000 free spay and neuters. To help fund this, I recently started Lucy Pet Products, shampoo, cat litter, and now the new pet food formulas for life. Please go to your local pet store and ask for Lucy Pet Products. Thanks.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We wanted to take this opportunity to wish all of our friends and our audience a very happy Easter.
Easter is meant to be a symbol of hope, renewal, and life. The very first Easter taught us this, that life never ends and love never dies.
Take this time to reflect on family and friends and what this date really means.
Happy Easter from all of the family here on KCNR.
They're all top cats here on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. If you call me and we chat, I will send you a super gift for your dog or cat. Some of them worth as much as $40-$50. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. If you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat's behavior, I'd love to hear from you. If you want me to resolve any issues for you. And the question of the day is, do you sleep better with your pets in bed with you? Do you sleep better with your pets in bed with you? Give me a call. Let me know. If we get through, a great gift will be on its way for you, 877-725-8255. Just before we get to Brenda, Bruce, and Steve, let me share this with you, speaking about sleeping with your pets. Over the years, I've had the opportunity of training the pets for many, many, many athletes. I used to do all the training for the New York Mets, the New York Jets. The Islanders, when they won every year, Clark, Gillies, Marty Lyons, these were all clients of mine. And something they kind of told me in secret, but I guess it's kind of true now, a lot of professional athletes that sleep with their dog at home take their dog with them on the road because keeping your sleeping conditions the same wherever you go, it helps to trigger those more restful, deeper sleep patterns. And when these athletes have real stressful games coming up and they're so used to falling asleep next to their dog or their cat, many of them will travel with their pets because they can't sleep as well without their dog or cat in bed with them. So there you go. Even athletes, you thought I was joking about sleeping with dogs. The top athletes sleep with their pets for the same reason. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Let's shoot over to Brenda in Lake Havasu City. Hey, Brenda, welcome to the show.
Yes, Warren. Happy Easter weekend to you.
And back at you.
And all the listeners out there.
Well, thank you, and happy Easter to you. What can I do for you today?
Well, I'm new to being a female feline friend. She adopted me December 2nd when the roofers came in the morning and I went to move my vehicles out of the way. She decided she was going to come in and stay with me.
That's that vacancy sign. I saw it.
Yes, or sucker on my forehead. I don't know which it was because she's got me trained. 6:45 every morning, must be fed.
That's it.
May I feed this little Miss Kitty tuna from a can?
Listen to me carefully. Yeah, I get this a lot. Can cats eat tuna? The only tuna your cat should be eating is a good, solid, reputable brand in spring water. They should not eat tuna. Yeah, they should not eat tuna in oil. They should not eat tuna in brine. These can cause health issues. I want you to use a high-quality canned tuna product. Ensure there's no salt, seasoning, or additives. Now, canned tuna is only safe for cats in small amounts as the occasional treat. It shouldn't be an everyday thing because they're not going to get the nutrition they need. But if you want to just encourage them occasionally or give them that extra treat, make sure it's a top-quality tuna, only in spring water with no other ingredients in it. And in some cases, what I've done over the past is even to get my cats to eat some dry food, I didn't even give them tuna. I just took some of that tuna spring water and poured it over some of their dry food, and that encouraged them to eat as well. So, yes, you can give them tuna occasionally, but it should not be their main diet.
Well, I'm so thrilled to learn this. I didn't know. And tuna this week was on special, 10 cans for $10. So I purchased 10 cans of albacore chunk light tuna in water.
Well, as long as it's in water and there's no other ingredients, you should be fine. So I guess you and your cat are going to have a lot of tuna sandwiches to split, huh?
Well, she looks at me when I eat my tuna like, can I have some? I'm like, I don't know yet.
Just you can give her a little drop of water, give her a little treat, but just don't overdo it. Just be cautious. Hey, Brenda, yes. Great question, by the way, in beautiful Lake Havasu. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold, and I am going to send you even another treat for your cat. I am going to send you some of Lucy's Kitty Lickies for your cat, and once you start giving Kitty Lickies, she's going to go poo-poo on that tuna. Great call, by the way. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Let's go to Bruce. Hey, Bruce. Bruce, you got to answer a question for me. What's the name of the town you live in?
Bouse with a B.
Oh, Bouse, because I'm looking at Mouse. I'm new to Arizona. I mean, they live in Sedona for. I had never heard of Mouse, Arizona. Bouse, Arizona. Yeah. I still never heard of it. Where's Bouse, Arizona?
It's about 30 miles north of Quartzsite, Arizona.
Okay, beautiful Quartzsite, the rock capital of the world, huh?
Yes, it is.
Anyway, what can I do for you, Bruce?
You ask a question, do you sleep with your pet?
Yeah.
I do. She likes to cuddle up to me. She's a 2.5-year-old calico.
Yeah, my listeners are the best.
She's not been fixed, but I walk around a leash, so I figure that's birth control.
Well, yeah, it is kind, but it isn't kind. Okay, let me explain to something. There's more to spaying and neutering than just the fact that they can't give birth, and that should be important enough. But the reason I'm going to bring this up, and I want to explain it to you, Bruce, cats, female cats, and I can tell from the way you're talking, but you love this cat, and you want this cat to be as healthy and live as long as possible. So having them spayed is actually a healthy thing to do as well. They're not going to develop any type of uterine cancer, or cats can develop breast cancer. So having them spayed is exactly the right thing to do, and as good as you are walking on a leash and harness, and bless you for doing that, one slip of the leash and harness, and she may be coming home with a whole family for you. So I think having her spayed is the right idea, but I know your main, also the fact that she's peeing in the house or spraying in the house is indicative of an unspayed female. So have her spayed. That's important. And here's what I want you to do. Once you've had her spayed in the areas where she's spraying, make sure you clean it up thoroughly with a product that's specifically made for cat and dog urine. It has enzymes in it. Don't use anything else in the cupboard. All those products contain ammonia. Once you've cleaned up those areas, what I want you to do, Bruce, is spend more time with the cat in those areas, even put some of her treats in those areas as well. Once she sees her food there, she's not going to want to go there. But it says to me, the fact that you walk her on a leash and you do walk her on a harness, she picks up the scent of other cats outside. She's not spayed. Breeding's on her mind. She comes back into the house, marks the territory as a way of attracting male cats to come to her. So that's another reason spaying is so important. That makes sense to you, Bruce?
It does. So I should spay her?
Absolutely. And not only spay her, what I'm going to do, Bruce, is I'm going to actually send you a copy of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. There's a whole chapter specifically in that book and also on my YouTube channel on stopping a cat that's spraying in the house. But in your case, it's easy to resolve because, number one, she's not spayed. But more important than that, and it's going to take you a little time because I don't know how long she's been spraying in the house, but the longer she's been spraying, the more difficult. But I want you to pick up that enzymatic cleaner, clean it up properly, spend a lot of time with her in the areas where she peed, make sure you keep her litter box nice and clean. Does she use a litter box consistently?
Yes, it's the only spot she goes. She runs back to the motorhome to go to the litter box.
Ah, great, great. So you're way ahead of the game. So I want you to follow through on my advice. Give me a call back in a couple of weeks from Bouse, Arizona. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. And if any questions beyond that, just send me a note, Bruce, and we'll go a little bit further. Do have an open line? Great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Still want to find out more people that are sleeping with their dogs and cats. If you think you sleep better because your pets are with you, I got Lucy pet food to give away. I got some kitty lickies to give away too. Some more books, those air horns, and those incredible T-shirts that say "None of my friends walk up." And I was just walking around Peoria the other day, Arizona, and I saw a couple of people wearing those T-shirts. It made me feel good. So plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255. 55, that is the phone number. Listen, you're listening to The Pet Show. You've been listening to The Pet Show for years, many of you, and my new affiliates, welcome aboard, by the way. I want to tell you about an organization that I really want you to support because it does incredible work. I want you to listen to me carefully. If you knew, if you were sure that with every single dollar you donated, you can absolutely change the destiny of thousands of dogs and cats that were deserted in the wild, thrown out of cars, put in garbage bags, isn't that a legacy that you would really want to leave behind? Of course it is. Over 43 years, my good friend Leo Grillo and Delta Rescue would never, ever, ever be able to do the absolutely saintly work they do every single day without you, my listeners, and your incredible support. from saving lives every day to providing lifetime medical care. You know how much that costs? Lifetime medical care for over 1,500 dogs and cats. Delta is the group that deserves your dollars. That's why I decided to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. And here's why. A bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals right now, avoid fundraising costs, and actually provide tax benefits. It's a win-win situation. Delta Rescue, by the way, happens to be a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and through every day that your donation dollars are doing what they should be doing, going directly to help the animals. But even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every single donation is a chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses not just healthy, not just happy, not even just safe, but actually loved for the first time in their life. Every living thing needs to be loved. I want you to go to their website, DeltaRescue.org. I want you to read the individual stories of these throwaway pets and how they were rescued. Then go to their website, DeltaRescue.org. If you want to add them to your estate plan, that's great, like I did, or to make a donation, log on to DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Or if you prefer, you can text them directly. Just text DOGS to 801-801. That's DOGS to 801-801. I'm telling you, the money you donate goes directly to help thousands of animals being saved by Delta every day. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplement for both your dogs and cats to control your dog and cat's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs, while improving your pet's immune system with both pre- and probiotics. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
Your Hugs and Kisses, I have told all my friends about it. For years, I have been giving him those Hugs and Kisses, and then you changed it a little bit and made it even better. Honest to God, he'll eat it like a treat, and then I crumble it up on his food. You know, I feed him twice a day. And he just loves it.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 30-year track record. Order today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or ThePetShow.com, or call us at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Limp, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Limp mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The Federal Reserve is lying to you. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. As Jay Powell continues to tease about lowering interest rates, he needs to raise them. All they're doing is monetizing our debt while inflation remains hot. Why? Government's spending way more than it takes in. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer,
garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. I've got lots of great stuff to give away. Let's shoot over to my friend. Let's see who's been holding on the longest. We're going to go to Steve in Sarasota, Florida. Hey, Steve, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Mr. Mason.
Steve, welcome. Steve. Anyway, Steve, I don't know where you are. Steve's gone. But anyway, his question to me was, he has an 11-year-old Labradoodle with a red stomach. I'm not overly familiar with the red stomach term, but Labradoodles can have a tendency to have sensitive stomachs, usually triggered by maybe some allergies or food intolerances. I don't know what the actual term red stomach is, although you can look it up. I'm sure it'll pop up there, but it's not unusual. Give me a call back, Steve. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. I do have a couple of open lines, pretty rare. Also coming up, Donna, we're going to get to you. We're going to take a break. We'll get to you, Wendy, first, then we'll get to you, Donna. 877-725-8255. Still have hugs and kisses to give away. I have Lucy pet food to give away, Kitty Lickies, copies of my best-selling books, those amazing air horns that every single person that walks a dog should have with them, and those T-shirts I had made up that says, "None of my friends walk upright," and that's kind of the way I feel. So everyone that calls into the show gets to talk to me live. We'll get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. The question of the day was, do you sleep better with your pets in bed with you? I know that sounds kind of a crazy call, but you heard one of my callers just say when she has four Cocker Spaniels at her house, relative's dog, she kicks her husband out, he sleeps in another room, and the dogs sleep in bed with her. I told you about some of the very famous athletes I trained and how they travel with their dogs because they want to get the best night's sleep when they're on the road to play the best game they possibly can. So it's a question of the day. Do you sleep better with your pets in bed, or maybe you don't? I'd love to hear from you. Someone called me earlier and said, my cat purrs alongside of me, and it just puts me right to sleep. I told them that I breathe in conjunction with my dog. It puts me to sleep. I'd love to hear from you. Any other questions? Chewing, barking, jumping, housebreaking, mounting, whatever. Great time to call me. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me take a break. We're going to get right back to Donna and Wendy. But right now, listen carefully. Speaking about stomachs and speaking about food, for many years now, you heard me talk about Lucy Pet Formulas for Life pet food. And people say, why? And I was explaining to them. I'll give you an example. One of my listeners in L.A. wrote me a note last week telling me they went into a pet store to buy Lucy pet food, and the person there told them that they should never feed their dog dry, kibbled food. So I sent that note to the CEO of Lucy Pet Food, and he responded with 3 pages. Incredible response. This is how caring this company is. Lucy Pet Food, with that prebiotic balanced fiber, there's not another food on the market, as far as I'm concerned, that's got the quality. It's manufactured in its own plant. My good friend Joey Herrick, the CEO, that's right, the CEO. Can you tell me who the CEO of your pet food is? It's very possible your pet food is owned by a conglomerate on Wall Street that decided that a $100 billion pet industry needed them to get involved. Not with Lucy Pet Food. Joey Herrick, he's my friend. I've known him for many, many years. But I want you to actually hear from a listener and how successful they've been once they started feeding their pets Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs
to the Lucy's Pet Formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago, she's in the car next to me if you hear her whine.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet Formula.
And I hear this every day. I'm telling you, Lucy Pet Food, the food I feed my own pets, the food you should check out. Go to their website, LucyPetProducts.com. There's many specials going on right now, but listen, if you go to LucyPetProducts.com, you can order the Lucy Pet Food dry or wet for your dog or cat. You can order the kitty lickies, the hip to be square, the dog food rolls. Just go to LucyPetProducts.com, spend $35 at checkout, and shipping will be absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. We're going to have to break quickly for the top of the hour, but when we come back, here's my thing. Wendy in Traverse City. We're going to go to Donna in Lake Havasu. We're going to go to Glenda in Lakeland, Florida. Great time to give me a call. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Whole other hour to go. Plenty of time for calls. Lots of amazing stuff to give away. And I still want to find out if you sleep better when your dog or cats are in bed with you. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Just built that way. I got three cats on the bed.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.